All right, everybody. Heather and I wanted to just jump on with a little bonus episode because we feel like this is just something that needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
It needs to be discussed.
Absolutely.
So this is a little mini episode of Down Murder Lane. And we are going to discuss...
Little bonus.
Yeah, a little bonus. A little something extra.
I mean, what is the big thing that took over America, true crime related, in the past month?
And especially in Milwaukee.
Yes. What happened?
Motherfucking Dahmer.
Motherfucking Dahmer.
So...
Oh, number one, I'm going to, like, talk a little bit of shit.
Okay. So we are here... This is going to be about the new Netflix series...
Monster.
Called Dahmer.
Yeah.
Dahmer, a monster. I don't know, was it?
Monster.
I thought it was just Dahmer. Okay.
So just our candid, we have no script, just our candid thoughts on it all. Okay, number one. I am so glad that we have already covered Dahmer.
Yes.
Because now so many podcasts that haven't are doing it, and they just look like bandwagon people.
Yep.
And I'm like...
And we've got a lot of new listeners and
yes.
people emailing us. Finding
yes.
us because of either Dahmer
or Scarver.
True American hero Scarver.
So I'm so glad that we, that's like season one shit.
Okay.
Like get on our level, other podcasts. Catch the fuck up.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
You call yourself a true crime podcast and you've done like 40 episodes and you haven't talked about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah. You don't even know about his skeletons in that file
you
cabinet.
Even have a skeleton filing cabinet idea?
Yeah.
Like, whatever, bitches. All right.
Okay.
So anyways, now they're like, oh, I guess we should cover Dahmer. Like, yeah, eye roll.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
So I'm really happy that we already did it because
yeah.
it's already out there and done. And number two, all of these people, have you looked at any of Milwaukee Police Department's Facebook pages?
Oh, how everyone's, like, attacking them?
People that are, like, 18 years old and from other parts of the country. Like,
mm-hmm.
hi, you don't understand that, and I'm not making excuses for what happened with the young Asian boy. That was horrible.
Yeah.
But they also don't understand how different the world was in 1991
mm-hmm.
than it is now.
Yep.
You do not understand.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Yep.
Things, it doesn't make it right.
No. Nope.
It doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make any excuses for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that gay people were looked at, the way that minorities, especially black people, were looked at, completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it is fair to attack... It's like watching, this is a really bad analogy, but it's like you watch something about the Nazis and then you go on Germany's Facebook page and start calling them all fucking
yeah.
murderers and Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
No, they've come a long way. That's not who they are anymore.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
learn, but don't assume that that's still who they are.
Exactly. And you don't know, like you weren't in that.
You weren't even alive.
Yeah, working in there. You don't know how they were... The resources and things that they
you don't
had
know what they were yeah. dealing with.
Yeah. So, just like it, I think like this is comes back to school, like people who complain about things we do at school, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
well, you can't complain until you volunteer.
Right.
Because you have no perspective or no clue.
Correct.
On how things operate here.
I can't make judgments on what I think a police officer should or shouldn't do in a situation because I have never been in that situation.
Right.
I also don't know what it is like to be a black man or woman in this society ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also don't know what it's like to be a gay person.
Yeah.
So I can't say what any of these people should do. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know...
Or how they should... You know, we,
I don't know the
yeah.
trauma they have and how they react to situations and what
yeah.
they've been through.
Yeah. This is not a political podcast, by the way.
It is not. It's a human... Treating humans with empathy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that... Police officers don't make mistakes. I'm not saying that minorities don't make mistakes or do things that are not
mm-hmm.
okay or whatever. But I just think that if we are going to say, well, one side reacts from a place of trauma, maybe we should also say the other side might react from a place of trauma
yeah.
or experiences too.
True. It's very true. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I love this. I like that you said this because this, leave the police that... It's been done. It was handled.
30 years ago. Yes.
Yeah.
Do not go on their fucking Facebook page now, and call them pieces of shit because of something that happened 30 years ago.
Yeah.
None of those people are in the department anymore.
It's crazy. And I just have some, like, respect. I feel like people lack that. Empathy and respect is just gone. Okay, but let's talk about the actor.
Oh, he's Evan. Amazing.
Oh my gosh. Hawkeye killed it.
Dude.
I mean, even so, my aunt was here visiting from Tampa, and she's going to be 60. She's
your dad's twin, right?
My dad's twins, yeah. Awesome. So she came up. She didn't even know who Jeffrey Dahmer was.
What?
She didn't know anything about the case.
Jesus.
So, like, oh my God, Aunt Dawn, we have to watch this. So then we didn't have enough time to watch the actual 10-part series. So, but I had her watch. We did the 3-part conversations with the killer.
Yeah, yeah.
The
that
tapes,
was good.
The Jeffrey Dahmer tapes. So she watched that. And then we turned on episode 1. And the first thing she said, like, oh my God. How much he looks and sounds exactly like
him. It was incredible.
He did a great job.
Incredible.
Yeah. So, just props to him. He better get some kind of award for that. He did a really good job. But I watched this. It took me a while to finish the series.
Because me too. Busy life.
And kids, and I didn't want to watch it around them.
Yeah.
But my husband and I stayed. When my aunt came up, we were able to go out for a night.
So nice.
So we stayed at the Schuster Mansion because we had a gift certificate from a year ago that we hadn't used.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So we stayed the night at the Schuster Mansion, just the two of us, and it's a couple blocks from where his apartments, the Oxford
gorgeous
apartments
B&B.
Were. Yes. So cool. So when I was there, Doug was falling asleep. I'm like, I'm going to binge watch the rest of the Dahmer series. I had like 4 episodes left.
You got so freaked out.
I texted you, and I was really scared. I was, because the Schuster Mansion's not in the best area.
No, and it was and late it's at night. Old.
And it was creepy and old, yes. So I was kind of, I was freaked out, and I texted Heather at like 10:30. I'd be like, hey, I'm sitting here, Bridges. Maybe it wasn't the best idea. But then like 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, I'm going to eat my leftovers.
That sounds about right.
So I'm like, what does that say about me? That
It says this is why we're friends.
Yeah. Dahmer, yeah. The last
I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this now.
Yeah, I know. Like so many times I'm watching with Mike and I'm like, do you want a snack? And he's like, he's literally like a can. Like Mike was like, I was asking him to watch, like, American Horror Story with me recently, and he's like, I don't like horror.
Same.
And I was like, but don't you want to watch it? And he's like, Dahmer was enough for me. I'm like, that wasn't horror.
Yeah. They didn't even show anything. It was
That's
all implied violence.
It, like, that bad.
Yeah. I know.
Like, you only heard it through the vent.
Yeah. And it was, nothing. They didn't really
they shielded
show anything.
You.
Yeah. It was tame.
That was child's play.
Yeah. Compared
Michael.
To. I know. American Horror Story, that show does not play, though. I don't
no,
watch that either.
No, but he's not down with it.
Yeah.
So that's going to have to be a Heather does that on her own. Yeah.
So I really liked the series. I really liked how they gave Tony Hughes his own episode.
That one broke me.
Yes. Because when his mom we're not going to do a bunch of spoilers, but just, anyway, I liked a series. I know it is a little hard because a lot of these people the victims' families, this is 30 years ago, but still, people are still around.
Yeah.
And people are saying, oh, they didn't ask me permission, or they didn't consult us on, but I'm like, that's all open public record.
They don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, is it common courtesy? Should they probably have? Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't have to.
Yeah. And they told the story from just court records and stuff like that. So, and a lot of the stuff that there were some things that were not correct, but then they dramatized it. So,
right.
It's not like I was saying this is a docuseries.
Exactly.
It's a dramatization,
like,
or whatever.
Glenda didn't live next door. She didn't even live in the same
building. So
she did call the police repeatedly, but she did not live next door. She did not live in the same building as him.
Yeah.
Overall, I thought it was very well done. Mm-hmm. The Tony Hughes one.
I know. That was really hard to watch. Really hard to watch.
And it was just so sad because they, like, had a genuine connection.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he came back. And when you hear about Dahmer's parents, and they did him no favors.
No.
Not that I'm saying I'm not trying to, make him more human. But he had abandonment issues. You left him.
Both of you.
Yep.
And you just left him, and that's when the shit hit the fan.
And that's when he started really... That's why he killed these people, to have them stay with him, because he was lonely.
And, you know, I'm a big proponent of know better, do better. Obviously, we do not prescribe the medications his mother was on when she was pregnant anymore. Mm-hmm. I do believe that that had a big part of changing his brain chemistry.
Yeah.
And giving him issues that he was predisposed to. Mm-hmm. And then...
Once he was in prison, he was on all the medications.
And he was great.
And he was totally fine. Yeah, because he was...
And some people had a problem with how they humanized him towards the end.
Yeah.
I personally don't have a problem with that.
No.
I like... The thing that fascinates me about serial killers is not the gore of it, but more just like what drives somebody to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the complexity of humans.
Yes.
In general.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to show that he's a human.
Yeah.
Humans are capable of horrible things.
And he was remorseful.
He felt like shit. The other thing.
How they tied it with Gacy and like showing at the same time who Gacy was a total fucking psycho.
Yes. And he had no remorse. His last words, kiss my ass.
Yeah.
I still did laugh.
Yeah, I did too. I did. And they got him pretty good too with the way his voice sounded when he looked.
His last words, kiss my ass. They're like, Mr. Gacy, do you have any last words?
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
How about kiss my ass? Like, oh my gosh.
But Dahmer, and the other thing that was not accurate, he actually was the one that said, take my brain and study it.
Yeah.
That was not accurate.
Yeah.
His mom wasn't hiding the brain and all this shit. He actually said, and I'm not fetishizing Dahmer, I'm not doing anything, but he was very remorseful, and he said, if I can help anybody from becoming who I became, then I feel like I did some good in my life.
Yeah. And also about the dad who wrote the book, which I just listened to.
I did not read that or listen.
You should listen to it. It's pretty good. That the proceeds did go to the victims, and the victims got Jeffrey Dahmer's, like, 25 cents he made an hour.
Good.
And he wasn't, like, mad. I mean, that's just... He even, like, the money that was coming in, that people were sending him money, he was, like, giving that, like, all right, this is the money I have, so that...
Dahmer did?
Yes, the percentage of that goes to the families. It wasn't... He wasn't hiding it or asking for people to send him money, and... It was upsetting to hear about all the people who were writing him and asking for autographs.
Fetishized.
Like, those people can...
Yeah.
Fuck right off.
And I had a moment of being like, okay, am I like that? Is that who I am when we go to visit these sites? And it's like, no. Because we blatantly say that these people are horrible people.
Yeah.
We're not interested in making them like some kind of a symbol of coolness or anything.
Yeah.
It's like fascinating to us from a different perspective.
Very interesting, yeah. But people like some of the, like would send him like comic books that they had drawn of him and stuff.
That's fucked.
And that just shows the people on the outside are more scary.
Yes.
Than what's, you know, and I don't know, that it just gave me some perspective on, you know, people on the outside.
Well, and like, well, then they say, well, maybe we shouldn't be having this material out there for people to see, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. You can control what you can control, I guess, but
I think it also, we've talked a lot about this. It's been a while since we gave parenting advice. But you see something going on with your kid, you have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't...
Rely on other people to take care of it for you or deal with it.
You can't rely on the schools to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's... You can't rely on other people in your life to just do it.
Yep. It's not just going to go away.
You have to confront it.
Yep.
You have to ask the hard questions. If something happens, you have to dig in.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that your kid's going to become a serial killer, but if there's some concerning things happening with your kids, whatever it is, you owe it to society.
Yeah.
The people around you.
Yeah.
In your life.
Yep. To look in. Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like all people aren't courteous like that anymore, though.
Nope.
It makes me really sad.
It's inconvenient.
Yeah. But overall, really liked the series. Really liked
the actor.
Seeing Annie Schwartz on the... So we highly recommend, one, the Dahmer series 10-part.
Yes.
But also the Dahmer Tapes, the three-part episode.
I thought that was better.
That was really good. So please watch that.
Yeah, and that was Annie Schwartz was part of that. And that was excellent. You know we have a girl crush on her.
Yes. Same.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Annie.
We love you.
Shout out to Annie.
And it's really funny because I'll see her comment like on my friend's personal pictures. I go, oh, she knows that person. She's friends with. I'm like, oh,
I want to hang out with her. Again.
I know. She's so cute.
She's cool.
All right. Well, that's, we just want to jump on here and talk about that. It's a huge topic.
We both really enjoyed it. And we both finished it at the same time. So we're like, okay, when we do this, we should just have like a little bonus episode recap. Yeah. Bravo. Well done. It was very good. I did hear that they're doing another series. But it's obviously not going to be about Dahmer. It's going to be about another serial killer.
Ooh.
So Mike, I was like, I wonder who they're going to do. And Mike's like, well, they already set the stage with Gacy.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be Gacy, which doesn't really excite me.
No.
I really would like them to do BTK, but I'm just still waiting for Mindhunter to come back and delve into BTK.
They should do Sam Little or like Israel Keyes.
Israel Keyes. That's what I really want them to do.
More interesting, you know, like not interesting for us as Israel entertainment, Keyes, but to dig into that.
A few months ago, I listened to this podcast called True Crime Bullshit, and it was a 15-part deep dive into Israel Keyes. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Wild.
Whew.
So, hopefully, Netflix, I mean, we're going to give you some free...
You have plenty of ideas.
Yeah.
I just
take ours, free of charge, whatever.
Bundy, obviously, somebody just said Bundy.
Yeah, it's been done a lot.
I feel like Keyes or Sam Little would be a cool thing. Yeah. Again, I'm not fetishizing it, but it would be very interesting.
Yeah.
To the
average people
show.
To watch this. I mean, I know it's about getting views and stuff, all that, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you for listening to our bonus. Thank you
to
like
ranting.
The 30 people who texted us or emailed us in some way when the series came out and wanted to talk to us about it.
Have
you done
it?
Have you watched it? Yes. Like, we will get there. We're sorry.
Yes.
So, all right. Until next time.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you'll run into.
But if you live in Milwaukee, you could.
Yeah.
There's lots of famous ones here. Down Murder Lane.
Bye.